14 countries from across Africa are meeting in Accra to discuss the 2013 World Health Organization consolidated guidelines on the use of antiretroviral drugs. The aim of the meeting is to implement new guidelines on recent HIV and AIDS programs and to share country experiences on aspects of the consolidated guidelines being implemented in the African region. It is also to prepare a draft rollout plan for country adaptation and technical assistance. We bring you Rita Nyakun's report.
The officer in charge of the World Health Organization Ghana, Dr. Patrick Abori, says implementing the 2013 WHO guidelines would reduce an additional 3.5 million less of new HIV infections and could save an additional 3 million lives globally by 2025. He noted that 7.5 million people in the African region were receiving HIV treatment by the end of 2012, compared with 50,000 people a decade ago. Despite this impressive figure, there still remain huge gaps and disparities in access to antiretroviral drugs in the region. Dr. Kabori said HIV care is complex and evolving, hence the need for frequent and timely review of guidelines which take into consideration simplicity of treatment, improved potency and barrier to resistance. He said progressive strengthening of the systems in Africa will enable countries to move beyond the 2015 target towards universal coverage. The Director of Policy Planning at the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Joseph Amuzu, said it is about time African countries started producing their own local antiretrovirals, as this would save costs. He advised other countries to put pressure on governments and other stakeholders to release funds for the early acquisition of antiretrovirals.
We are banking our hopes that in the near future we'll be able to locally produce ARVs, and that is going to save a lot of cost. And I think that the countries represented here, this is an area you should also start looking at seriously. Sometimes we create the impression that our governments are not willing to put money into ARVs, but a little exercise we did in Ghana recently shows that if we persist as officials, if we talk to each other, we coordinate and we put pressure, the government will take the leadership role, and we have managed to do that in Ghana.
That was the Director of Policy Planning at the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Joseph Amuzu, ending that report by Rita Nyakun.